genre.
Welcome to the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We are covering the movie Chasing Amy, 1 minute at a time. Today we're covering minute 59, quite possibly the greatest Catholic schoolgirl minute ever. I'm Jeff Ferry.
And I'm Chris Derkach.
And I'm Jonathan, because now I know that's what I'm supposed to do, is introduce myself. Hey guys, how's it going? How's it
going? And what podcast are you from, Jonathan?
I'm from Minute Impossible and the Cast and the Furious. And famously, I had the minutes in Mallrats where they talked about Ben Grimm's junk. And the Hulk's genitalia. Yeah,
that's right.
I had good Stan Lee minutes, and now I don't have any good minutes.
Well, that's what you get. That's payback for having good minutes.
What's funny is that you guys asked me on, this is like the fourth time you've asked me on, and every one of the minutes you've been trying to give me, they're like, these are shit minutes. These are shit minutes.
There's not that many great minutes.
Well, because like the, well, it's one thing if you're just watching this movie as it goes along, as everyone in the movie.
That's how movies work. That's how eyes work.
Well, yeah, no, it's a little tougher to break it down minute by minute if you get a slow minute. Yeah. I mean, somewhere out there, I can still hear Pete and Alex screaming into the void as they watch the pod race for 4 weeks.
Nah, this is where I shine. I shine when there's nothing, no content. That's when voices come up. That's when you really get your juices flowing, because you're like, I don't need
any content. What was that? Into the Night? Is that the one we did last year?
Oh, yeah.
Where you're panicked and looking at the timer. I've done 4 minutes. Oh, my God.
I didn't have a co-host. I hadn't seen the movie. I hadn't watched a minute. And I'm like, I'm good. I can just go.
I've never done it by myself. I've never gone solo, and I don't think I will.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
It's tough. It's tough to have somebody there.
I could, but I don't want to, because I want to make jokes and like have someone to banter with.
Right. I still make jokes, and I just laughed at my own jokes. I'm like 15 minutes in, it's quite obvious that I'm having a psychotic break. Not unlike Banky. See, it brought it back.
Banky has seen his best friend and soon-to-be lover Holden has had sex with his would-be girlfriend.
Well, I mean,
does Banksy get to have this reaction?
I think he deserves this reaction.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, it'd be one thing if she just came walking out of the bedroom and he, you know, ostentatiously dropped his thing to the ground. Then it's like, okay. But like, they're literally laying in your bed. Like, until yesterday, you thought she was a lesbian.
Right.
I mean, again, this is the thing I've been making, the comparison is, imagine she's not a lesbian. She's just married.
Hmm. Yeah.
If you walked in and he's just laying in his bed with this married lady, it wouldn't be like, wow, I can't believe that. But you'd be a little shocked, I think.
I'd definitely give a high five.
I'm a good
wingman. I would just walk up and be like, bro, is that mustard on your shirt?
Well, there's only two ways to react. The way he does, where he kind of stops out like this, or the way I would have reacted, which was to immediately start breaking both their balls and try to embarrass them. Right.
I would have gotten in with them.
I just cuddled up behind her?
Yes, I would have taken off my jeans and gotten my giant boxers on, and then I would have big spooned her and just been like, so, what are we talking about?
What are you talking about? You forgot to lay down. I'd have my two mustard packets, and I'd be like,
I'd be ketchup because I'm a gentleman.
Or you at least grab that blanket and say, this is my fucking blanket, and just rip it right off of a pair of them.
And those are my boxers.
But yeah, I see, if I didn't go completely stunned, yeah, I couldn't just let this lie. I'd have to have, if you can't have fun.
Have you guys ever had... We haven't talked about your sexual prowesses, but have you guys ever?
Well, been let's do that.
There after something has happened, like have you ever been in the aftermath of someone else having sex?
What are you talking about? I walked in while people were doing it.
I've had people start doing.
I have too. Like, that's different. That's a drop the milk kind of moment. That's a drop the milk kind of moment, or watch kind of moment. Whereas this is like nothing's going on. But have you ever walked in and be like, "Sup? I have sat on the bed." I have sat down on the bed, yes. And the girl's like, get out of here. I'm like, no, this is my place. You know, that kind of thing. Yes, I'm very intrusive.
I don't think so, only because usually my roommates were complete and utter losers.
Right.
Dorks.
Who had little to no gain.
I've had people like start doing it while you're in the room, though. Like, you're all watching a movie, and all of a sudden you're like, what? What are you fucking doing it?
Mom, Dad, stop it.
Yeah, knock it off.
I had to walk up the stairs, and that we were in a ski chalet, like on a spring break trip, and we're skiing, and I knew one of my friends was up there with his girlfriend, and I knew what they were doing. But it was completely pitch black. But I was like, guys, I'm sorry. This is when I'm not intrusive. I'm just apologetic. I'm like, I have to change the stereo. Like the stereo was upstairs, and I was changing out. This will tell what time it was. There was a 6-disc changer that needed to be changed because we'd heard the same songs for like 5 hours.
You're a big spender.
Yeah, I was like, all right, it's time to. I went to an affluent high school, and I walked upstairs, and I'm like, can you guys just like pause for a couple of seconds and let me do this? And they paused. It was pretty hilarious, and I just like fiddled with the 6-disc changer and put it back in. And then at one point, I hear her was like, "Can you hurry up?" I'm like, "Sorry."
Was she talking to you or him?
Both.
Both. Yeah. I'm still friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah, we were at a party one time, and somebody, they tried to sneak upstairs, which is, they always think they're sneaking, and, you know, every single eye at the party watches you, you know, sneak upstairs like the worst Ethan Hunt ever. Like,
there's no sneaking.
No one see it. They're banging into shit as they go up the steps.
Yeah, we all have banging radar. We're all like, they're going to bang.
Yeah.
There's no sneaking. What we did with, you know, just like all good friends, we waited for them to get upstairs, then we waited 5 minutes, and we sent one person up to the room to get something. Oh, sorry, you know, I got to get something out of here. Let another 3 or 4 minutes go by, send somebody else up there. Oh, it took till about the fourth person before he came running out of there.
Knock it off.
I mean, I would have appreciated if you could have put a towel on first, but I will say nobody else went up there after that. It was like, you know what? You win. You're right. I'll stay down here.
Sorry.
I have a weird one where my college roommate had never had sex. So we didn't facilitate it. We didn't like talk her into it. She wanted.
Oh, I was gonna say, she used my credit card.
No, we didn't. We didn't facilitate it, but we did. Like, we knew when it was the night it was going to happen because we were all watching David Letterman downstairs in the common area. David Letterman had just gone to CBS. It was a wild time, man. It's a wild time. And we literally like afterwards, he came back downstairs to change. Literally a man. He came back at Mazel Tov. He came back downstairs, and we were like, dude, and she came down to him. It was a very almost a movie style deflowering, you know, like where the nerdy guy goes off with like the woman that knows things, and they come back and everyone's like cool with it because he's kind of taking care of what he needed to take care of. It's pretty funny. So
yeah, we had somebody try that once. It wasn't his first time, but he was like trying to show us how he's with the ladies. And he came walking out. He tried to have the afterglow. You know, he had no shirt on. And we were all like, what are you doing?
Like, well, that's gross. No, he was like the quiet one. So, you know, he was shy when he came back down. He was blushing the whole time. So you knew it was pretty hilarious. We're like, way to go, buddy. Hello?
We're still here.
Oh, my God.
Did we lose Jeff?
I don't know. He's muted. Nope, he's back.
I had to mute. I had to push a dog out of the room.
Oh, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying.
Does that mean you pooped in the room?
Yeah, like a dog in the corner.
I gotta go push a dog out. Excuse me.
No, they like to attack me while I'm in here, and they start scratching at the door. It sounds like I got someone locked up, which I totally don't. Although we did cover the verbs first, so that doesn't really help me.
Right.
We got as far as the stoop, which we mentioned earlier in the very beginning of this movie. There's a picture of them together, and it's just a picture from this scene.
From this scene.
It's the most memorable scene from the movie. Thanks for giving me these minutes, guys.
Honestly, we didn't even get to the stoop yet, Jeff. She says, I take it that's not good, and he says, stay here. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
We didn't even make it that far.
Gives her a kiss.
We made it that far. You zoned out.
Gave her a kiss.
You get to see Joey Lauren Adams' back, and you're like, hot.
He also makes noises like I do when I get up off the couch. So it's like grunt.
Well, this was Fat Fleck. So
yeah.
This isn't even fat. This is like he's already starting to go down a little bit.
Yeah.
But we had both in this. I'll take you back to what we were in the club, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Where he loses 15 pounds in 1 second,
and then gains it back.
Yeah, they cut to a close up of him, and they shot it like 6 months later, where he'd already lost like 15 or 20 pounds.
Was he blowing up at that point? Was he doing Good Will Hunting at that point?
He did good. He got the Oscar for Good Will Hunting while they were filming this. No, they were filming Dogma when he got those. So I think he did this right before Good Will Hunting.
Okay, but he was getting ready. Like he was becoming an actor though, and not a friend of Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he wasn't like you know, the fifth person on the call sheet in School Ties anymore. Or just like the fat a-hole in Dazed and Confused.
We love School Ties. My wife and I, that's one of our favorite movies. God, wish you'd done that movie, minute by minute.
Go ahead. Do it.
Go ahead.
To this day, like you're talking about things that you don't do in the rain. Things you don't do in the rain is kiss someone in the rain. We have stood in the rain and yelled coward, wearing a t-shirt, just like, coward!
Yeah, but I think that makes more sense.
It does.
If you're just supposed to be somewhere and it just happens to rain, I get that. But like, I still feel like even if you met the love of your life and you're outside and it starts to rain, you're like, well, why don't we just go inside? Or not even inside. Can we just go stand under that little portico over there? You know, just get under like... under a tree, maybe, so I'm not getting soaked out here. I don't know. Either I'm real anti-rain, I think. I'm an anti-rainite.
So,
you're a mailman. Bold stance. You hate the rain. Great. Yeah, I get it.
So are we avoiding talking about him talking about the Catholic schoolgirls? Is that what we're doing? We're trying not to get...
No, I don't care. Let's talk about it.
Oh, no, please. Tell me all about what you think about 12-year-old girls in Catholic schoolgirls.
Okay, the way we turn this is we don't talk about the age of the people in it. That we talk about the uniform. That uniform as a trope from when you were a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm not okay.
Did you guys go? You guys are from New Jersey. Did you go to Catholic school? Are you Catholic?
I did not.
Okay. Didn't go to Catholic schools, but they were everywhere. Catholic schools, like the Catholic school bus stop was right near mine.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I never really got the Catholic school. I mean, I guess because they were skirts, but I never really understood the uniform thing.
Also, surprisingly, because it's Jersey, I was Catholic. So, I mean, yeah, I totally get it. But I'll give Banky this. I'll bail him out. He doesn't look at them and say, like, wow, I find these particular girls attractive. He says he likes the outfit, and he wished he would have done that when he was younger.
Yeah. I mean, at least he says that. You're right.
So he's not being a complete dirtbag about it. I mean, as much as he
this
can
time.
Be.
Yeah,
this
I think time. I think they actually shot this as gently as they could. They're like, look, we can't make this look like what.
Yeah, they're not like they're like the one who's doing I don't know what like cheerleading Somewhere stuff or whatever. Yeah. One's putting her shoe on, and one I thought was smoking.
Right, she might have been. Everybody smokes in this movie.
She's eating a sandwich.
She is smoking. Yeah, I think she's lighting a cigarette.
Yeah, but there's no like. Pan up their legs or anything.
Right, she's not bending over. Yeah,
I mean, they could have really gone gross here.
But that one is smoking. She's definitely lighting a cigarette.
What are you saying, Chris? You saying she's hot? What is wrong with you? You can't say she's smoking. Chris, we had this on video, on audio. Come on, man.
Yeah. Whoa, that one is smoking.
Well, the best would be because, and they would do this, like because they had a uniform, they had to wear it. But you would see, like, there was a way to wear the uniform and a way to wear the uniform. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, hey, if they're all just wearing the same uniform, how come that one looks like a mini skirt?
Right, right. Why is she got rolled up?
I went to the school I went to.
Down. Yeah.
The school I went to that had the six disc changers. We wore uniforms. It wasn't Catholic school, but it was private, so the girls wore kilts, like those kilted skirts and ankle socks and saddle Oxfords. So it was a kind of like a Bobby socks Catholic girl. Like thing, and to this day, when I see that as an outfit, like they'll have like sexy, you know, like Halloween, and I'm like, you know what, still works, like on an adult, not on a child. I'm like it's something about that skirt because my whole like high school was chasing that skirt,
yeah,
literally.
See, now mine was like the opposite of like I went to the school where you could wear whatever you wanted. So then when you saw the uniform, it was like, well, that's something different.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Like when we were like that too. Cause when I'd hang out with my friends that went to normal school, like we had a couple of days where you take your friend to school day. There was like a weird,
what the hell?
You could actually bring your friend to another school and you could get off from your school and go to their school. And I went to their school for a day. And I was like, these girls are so hot. And he's like, dude, they're not. I'm like, maybe it's because they're just wearing regular clothes. Yeah, they're all wearing guest shirts and Benetton. And, you know, like, holy crap, this is so amazing.
Well, I feel if you go from one to the other, it's like such a shock. Like, if all you see is the uniform all the time, and then you go to, like, a quote-unquote regular high school, and you see, like, one tight pair of jeans, you're like, holy shit. Where I feel like if you see that every day, and then you see the uniform, you're like, wow, that's amazing and exotic.
Yeah, my son is in high school, and he is completely desensitized. He's like, this girl shouldn't be wearing these clothes. He's like an old man. He's like, these girls with their little skirts on. It's awful. And their butts hanging out of it.
That girl walked by. I could see her ankles, the hussy.
Oh, yeah. That is one thing. We had the girls did have to wear a mandated skirt length. And
oh, really?
Yep. And they'd all try and have something different. It actually came about because they went too short. I remember like freshman or sophomore year, they were ridiculous. They did not exist as skirts. They were tiny.
I thought the rule was if they sit down, it's still got to cover your knee.
That's basically what they did. I think it was like 2 inches above your knee, but it was still, that's still a pretty long skirt.
We, I mean, if anybody's going to talk about skirts, it should be the three of us. All our years of wearing skirts.
Mm-hmm. All of our kilts.
Yeah.
Chris and his Highlander cosplay. He keeps sending me photos of this. Is this normal? Do you guys normally just send photos of cosplay?
That was before I even knew who you were. I just sent it to everybody.
And the real question is, why is he incapable of wearing underwear underneath of him?
I don't know. Well, that's you're not supposed to. A true Highlander does that. Yeah,
you're not supposed to.
And he kept saying that. He won't send me emails. He doesn't have my email. He just keeps sending them by Facebook Messenger. It's super weird.
And defending the fact that I don't have any underwear on.
So I know it's either he's either requesting an invite for me to come on the show, or he wants to show me his upskirt shots. And I'm like, God, man.
I was trying to show you what was on these minutes. I'm like, see, you can see girls on knees. And I had to
He's standing on the grate like in like Marilyn Monroe, yep. And it's blowing up around
him. He's not wearing underwear underneath. And it's just, it's violently upsetting.
I thought it was sexy.
Well, you know what? You carry it well. I'll give you that. You got nice ankles. What can I say?
What did we learn this minute?
Nothing.
We've learned that the bro code still works. I guess in this movie you do see the bro code. He's disappointed but not mad. And it felt like he was mad at first.
I still feel like he's mad about his couch, but it doesn't seem that mad. Well,
and I say in this minute and a little bit into the next minute, for Banky, he's surprisingly low key.
Yeah.
And he's making good points, which is so unlike him.
What does Banky say? Oh, Banky says, you seem weirded out back there. I mean, not Banky. Holden says, you seem weirded out back there.
Which he has every right to be. Sure. Not weirded out, but like surprised at least.
I mean, where was Banky this morning? Where did he stay the night before? I don't remember. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think we ever knew.
Okay, there's just conveniently didn't sleep there. Then why are you mad he slept in your bed? Calm down.
Well, again, at least 90% of this problem is solved by just going into a bedroom.
Yeah. Shut the door. Shut the friggin' door.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you know, it's a movie. They're not capable of shutting and or locking any doors.
Especially when they're having sex. It's like they want people to come in on them. You're right.
And Chris and I have talked about this, especially, like, it's bad with roommates. It's worse with kids of just, like, watching people in movies be like, they start getting into it a little bit. Things start getting hot and heavy. Like, in the real world, you go shut and lock the goddamn door.
Yeah.
They did. They took care of that problem in The Americans. I was watching. I'm currently... since we're on quarantine, I'm finishing up The Americans, which I had never watched. And like season 3 or 4, the daughter starts to get wind of her parents are weird. And their door's always locked. And it's kind of like a thing in their house of don't open the door. She opens the door. They're basically 69ing each other. And they did that on purpose so that she would stop coming in their room. And I was like, that's an interesting move.
That is a bold move right there.
I almost said baller. That is literally a baller move to... And I was like, oh, okay. And they showed it from his side, like his butt. And, you know, it was really funny. But it was really funny because I was like, oh, wow, I didn't see that coming.
And it's funny because if you were discussing with the wife, like, all right, we want to weird our kids out to the point where they're never, ever going to come back in this room.
Well, also, they're spies, spoilers for The Americans. So, so they don't see sex as the same as everybody else. They see it as a tool to, like, move things along. So they're just like, let's just go down on each other.
Yeah, but like I feel like that's worse than just like banging.
Oh, that's 100 times worse. That means they waited in position. Like, all right, I hear her coming. Hold on.
I hear
hold
go,
on.
Go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go. Yeah, that's 100 times worse. But it's effective. But yeah, as a parent, I also we actually have no. We live in a 2-story like condo, and our basement is our master bedroom, but it has no door on it. It is just you walk down the steps and you turn right and you're in our master bedroom. And over the years, I've been like, you know, that used to be okay. It is not anymore. And there's no way. There's no way. And now that especially that we're quarantined, I'm like, okay, well, this was bad planning on my part.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you fix that? You can't. I mean, if you see this blanket up over this doorway, don't come down here.
you can fix it by moving into the bathroom shower type stuff. But that's a lot of logistics.
Yeah,
I don't know. You just put a series of mouse traps at the top of the steps.
No, I can hear them. I mean, the steps are loud when you walk down them. They're not.
Yeah, the problem is it's like a countdown at that point, though.
Yeah, it's like
the first step tickets hit, and you're like, you just got to hope that you're. It's a what state of undress are you at? And
Look, you got one is, whatever you're doing. Just tell your wife about that Americans episode. Say, look, we just got to start 6090 ourselves. The second they're coming down, we got 7 steps before they get here. We can totally flip this thing around.
You got extra time. They'll just take like the top 4 steps out. They won't be able to get down.
It opens up like the Munsters old staircase. Yeah. There's your 50-year-old reference for this episode. Yeah. The Munsters staircase.
Oh God, I love the Munsters.
Who doesn't love the Munsters?
That's where Spot lived under that staircase.
Yep. But it would open up, and if you open it up, you would effectively not have like 8 steps.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, it solved one problem. The kids don't come down here anymore. The other problem is that the steps collapsed, and apparently a monster lives down here, so that's also weird. Yeah, the Munsters was good. It was no Addams Family, but it was pretty good.
I think the Munsters is better than the Addams Family. Addams Family was the cool kid. No, the Addams Family were the cool kids. They were like the, I really enjoy Creatures, and this is a good show, whereas the Munsters was a fun, goofy sitcom. Whereas I don't think the Addams Family meant to be a sitcom. It just was.
Right.
It had a laugh track, but it's like, this is macabre.
That's what I liked about it. And then we died. All right. I mean, I kind of have the same look on my face right now that Banky has on his at the end of this minute.
Would it help if Chris and I went down on each other right now? Would that help?
Would it keep you out of the room?
It might help. It would definitely keep me out of the room.
Is that how we wrap up this episode?
Well, I think we know what the title of this episode is going to be. Well, I mean, you could.
No, I'm good.
So, on that note, Jonathan, why don't you tell us about your podcast? And how much 69 is over there on the Impossible Mission?
There was only sex in the last movie, and I don't think there's ever sex again. Listen, mentioned sex in 3, but 4.
The minutes I was there was a sexy glare. There was a pre-coital sex glare.
Were the minutes where we decided that every time you look at a sunset, someone's banging out in the that's like code in movies. Is that visual cue?
Yeah, I think it was. That's where we ruined Star Wars, I believe.
Yeah, because Uncle Owen and I was railing Aunt Beru. They were 69ing during the dual sun scene.
Yeah.
When he's outside, all you hear is grr, 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 grr. You're just like, oh, God.
That's why the John Williams score soars, so he doesn't have to hear it.
He's just in there going, louder, 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 higher, higher. I am from the Minute Impossible podcast. We unfortunately have to keep doing these because they keep making the movies. So we're going to be around for the foreseeable future. I think there are 6 movies right now, and there's going to at least 2 more coming out. I mean, obviously they're on hiatus right now because they are not filming, because they were filming, but they'll get back to it at some point. So we're here for a while. It's my my co-host Chris and I do this, and we're currently in pre-production on Mission Impossible 3. Which I thought was the better one, and it really isn't. So this should be fun. The J.J. Abrams Mission Impossible. That's it.
We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on DuelingShower.com. You can find all of these podcasts on MoviesByMinutes.com. Pay special attention to Star Wars Minute. They're the ones who started it all.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones I wanted 69 the most.
Also, we never had a guest offer to go down on us. So you're definitely getting invited back for Dogma. Just see.
Woo!
Jeff, you got anything else?
No, 69, dude.
Hey, that's from a movie. I wanna-